Yeshaya Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph Leili Nishma Savi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Note. So Chizkiyahu is in the middle of his memoir, bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. Probably not the New York Times bestseller list. They were probably publishing the death of the noble death of Sanherev as their particular publication. But on every other bestseller list, here comes, you know, certainly the FJJ, the book of Chizkiyah. He sent out a letter about how far down he was going and how close he was to ending it all, saying, I have curtailed days, b'dimi yomai, you know, the diminution of my days, SAT word, amarti lo er ekha. I said, I'm not going to get to see God. Ka be'eretz hachayim. God is in the land of the living. And matam is up. So this is a hoda'ah, says the Radak, because he realizes that he was about to go without offspring, by the way, which would have meant the end of Malchus Beis David. Had it happened at this very moment without children, it was going to be gone. So Rashi says, "Lo ishtamesh od b'shem shalka." I'm not going to get to use the name of God anymore. Rabbi Hirsch says that Ka is the visible manifestation of God's omnipotence. Like the word Ko, Chafhe, Yud Anahe, implies God's visible presence in front of you. But he's in the land of the living, and I'm not going to get to witness it. I'm not even going to get to see the end of Ashur and the salvation from the Assyrian army, because if I die now, it's all over. And Hashem's in the land of the living. Lo abit adam od im yoshvei chadel. No more will I behold a man among the dwellers of the earth, because if I am with the dead, says Rashi, she'eyem im amesim, hayoshvim baretz chadela, then we're just lying there. Some say that what this means is a man in the land of the living is the Beis HaMikdash, which is the land of the living. I'm not going to live to praise God even on the Seder night, because it was the first night of Pesach when we would say Hallel. He hadn't even gotten to the Afikomen yet. His time seemed to be up. Yudbeis Dori Nisav Enigla Minik Ohel Roi. My abode, Dori, the place where I am Dor, the place where I live, was removed and carried away from me, like the tent of a shepherd. When you remove a tent, there's nothing left of it. It's just gone. I mean, if there are tent pegs, maybe there's a couple of little divots in the ground where the tent was, but there's no sign of the tent. It's just completely erased. Now, whose fault is it that my life is going to be like a shepherd's tent being removed? Ki parati cha'orei chayai. I cut short my own life. Like a weaver, cha'oreg, which is, of course, a metaphor that many cultures use. The Greeks use the image of the fates, lachesis, athesa, I don't remember the other names, spiders or old ladies who cut, snip threads. If you ever saw the movie Hercules, they show up with a very sharp scissor, and they try to snip it, and that's the end of you. You go down to Hades to go hang out and sing bad songs. Midala yivtze'eni. The illness is going to end me. Beta. Miyom ad laila tashlimeni. From day to night, you will end my life. That's pretty rough. So my, you know, as the sun sinks slowly in the west, my life is ebbing away from me. Miyom ad laila tashlimeni. It's going to seep away from me. It's going to ooze out of me. And there's nothing left. Rashi says, Radak says, I'm sorry, Inyan pesicha b'chasicha, opening and snipping, holding out the thread so that you can cut it. And on the day of my illness, I figure at nighttime I'm going to go. So at least I had a full day, and then it's going to be over. And my time is up. Yud Gimel, shivisi ad boker ka'ari. At night, I wait, I set, until the morning. All right? So I remained at peace with myself until the morning. Just like the lion, which is interesting, the idea of a lion being at peace with himself. Perhaps this is a crouching lion, rather than a hidden dragon, who is sitting comfortably on his paws, waiting for the right time. And so as David says, Neschazik choli ache shavar hacholi es kolatz mosai. More than that, the lion here is the illness, says Mesudas David, which broke my bones like an ari breaks the bones of its prey when it chomps on them and tears them apart. So my bones are breaking. I feel everything shattering. So it's not ka'ari, I'm at peace like a lion, which is a combination of pshatim, including Rabbi Hirsch, but rather I'm like the prey of a lion. So God broke all my bones, which is how one feels sometimes when one's in terrible pain or a fever. One can't move anything. It feels like the bones are splintered almost. From day to night, you will end my life. So obviously Chizkiyahu has learned something from his uncle because he's doing repetition. He said in Pasuk Yud Beis. He says in Pasuk Yud Gimel. From day to night, before the end of the night, my life is going to end. I'm not going to wake up tomorrow morning. So he's pretty depressed, and he's in pretty bad shape. But he will make a comeback.